It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. And I'm joined once again by Luke Roziak, who has another front page story today, actually part two of three, a series on Metro. Metro bus, Metro rail, Metro in general. Even with big salaries, Metro can't fill its jobs. That's the title. Mechanics making $81,000 a year, huh?
Those are escalator mechanics, and has anyone has tried to use the Metro in recently?
Escalators normally don't work.
Exactly.
Bus drivers, $114,000 a year.
Maintenance supervisors, base salaries of $104,000. Including overtime, maintenance workers making up to $170,000.
I'd ask if you're kidding, but I know you're not. And Metro paid $88 million in overtime last year.
Right. A lot of the guys that sit in those kiosks in Metro stations, the station managers, they start at around $55,000 a year, but a lot of them are making $100,000 because they're working so much overtime. And the question is, why don't you hire just a second guy then so you're not paying time and a half?
All right. Now, one of the questions that would come to mind if I were a part of that organization is why hasn't the upper echelon simply been thrown out? But, of course, you can't ask that question, can you?
I think there's a divide between the big shots and the rank and file who have been there a long time.
Oh, is that right?
There is a lot of turnover among the big shots, partly because they all seem to screw up, and we replace them with new guys. But partly as a result, I think the workers who are out there actually running the trains, they say, who's this new guy from downtown? We don't know who this guy is, and he's probably going to be gone in a couple of years, and we're still going to be here.
Now we understand they need to hire, what, another 1,000 people?
That's the plan.
And that's because of the new Silver Line?
Right. They haven't really been clear about what all these people are going to be doing, but the main thing is Silver Line. There are also going to be some transit cops, and they say there's going to be some people doing safety and things like that. So that's going to bring the ranks up to 12,000 workers, which is certainly one of the largest employers in the D.C. region.
All right, but if they do have to hire an additional 1,000 people, the methods they used for hiring, if I understand it correctly, they have to go through 1,000 people just to get 30 qualified applicants? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, they still have 1 in 10 positions is vacant as it is now. And when, we were just talking about the salaries, it's hard to imagine why they couldn't find someone to take these jobs. And Metro says, well, we want to make sure we find people who are qualified, and, not everyone is qualified. But the requirements are pretty clear. You need a GED and a regular driver's license. They will pay for your training to get any kind of commercial driver's license that you may need.
Okay.
It's unclear why they're not able to find these kind of people, given these salaries especially.
And, with unemployment rates the way they are right now, I think you'd have people from all over the area clamoring to get a job like this.
I wouldn't mind making $123,000 like some train operators do.
Man, what kind of questions are they asking outside of the basic requirements if they're only getting 30 people make it through the application process for every 1,000?
The tests seem to be pretty easy. Only 1 in 4 passes the test. Apparently the test asks things like, is it good to steal from a large organization? And yet somehow only 1 in 4 is passing. And it turns out that the ones that pass, some of them do steal from the organization.
That's even worse. Because, if you do some of the background checks, some of these people working at Metro aren't exactly squeaky clean, are they?
No, they hire people with felonies, with multiple misdemeanors, drug arrests, and then a lot of times they wind up getting in trouble for that same behavior on the job, and it's not like they didn't know about it ahead of time.
What about the pay scale for the higher-ups? And, I'd mentioned before, I'd be calling for their heads, quite frankly, because it's obvious someone is not doing their job correctly there when we constantly subsidize this organization and they constantly lose money. And now we find that they're spending $88 million in overtime. They can't seem to hire people, even with great salaries. What about these people running the show?
Yeah, I don't know. The union protects the lower-level guys, and they've negotiated these very lush contracts with all kinds of pension benefits and protections, and that's part of why it's so hard to fire these people. But what about the executives? They don't have those kind of protections.
What kind of money do they make it?
The general manager, Richard Sarles, is making $350,000 plus a variety of bonuses. He came from New Jersey Transit. And he's brought in a bunch of his friends from New Jersey. He paid them all $30,000 relocation bonuses. Now, Metro's policies say that you can only pay for relocation for hard-to-find talent. So if you're an engineer of a and you have a particular background that's pretty rare,
They
can pay $30,000 to have you move here. But he's bringing on PR consultants, which, you know, this town is littered with them.
Yeah.
The marketing and PR, all the branding, the things that take care of Metro's image, they have more people working on that stuff than they do on the safety issues.
You mentioned benefits, health, retirement benefits. Are they included in the numbers that you reported?
That's in addition.
So in addition to getting a salary, let's say, of $114,000 for driving the bus, you're also getting health care and retirement benefits?
Exactly. They'll average your highest 4 years and use that to pay you a pension. So if you're on your way out, all you have to do is volunteer for a bunch of overtime for a couple of years, boost your salary up to the $150,000 for the last couple of years, and that's and then live off that money year after year for the remainder of your days.
Folks, if you want a shocker, you have got to see this in today's Washington Times. Even with big salaries, Metro can't fill its jobs. Check out the chart. It'll show you some of the salaries. By the way, any feedback at all from Metro over your story yet?
Richard Sarles put out a letter online basically saying that making some challenging our reporting without giving any specifics.
Really?
He says that you guys failed to include some information that we provided, which basically means we didn't reprint their press releases in their entirety.
I got you.
Which is what they're very used to with the Washington Post. I mean, people haven't really challenged Metro.
Yeah.
He's not challenging anything in this story. It's all thoroughly researched and correct. He's just he says, what? You guys didn't take our word and our spin at face value? I can't believe this.
Yeah.
He does say that. Now we reported yesterday that the Civil Rights Department, they have 17 people working for civil rights, and they're all black.
Mm-hmm.
He says that they've hired a couple of Hispanics in recent months.
All right.
He also says that they've gotten he says that they have, I think, 30% women, which is slightly higher than what we reported using the most recent data they gave us, which was a couple years ago. He doesn't say that those are white women, which was what our story actually said. So he's selective in what he says. I mean, in fact, there are only 70 white women out of 10,000 workers at Metro, not including the absolute top executives.
Wow.
So he says we have some women now, but he doesn't say that anything about white women, which was what the story talked about.
Yeah. Can you give me a clue as to what you're working on for the third segment?
I'm interested in the transit police.
Okay.
You know, I think they're the lesser scrutinized among the transit systems. They're among the police forces in the region, and, they're not always as professional as they could be.
Yeah. Great story. Appreciate you stopping by to talk about it.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Luke.